Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibility of getting what I need. He looked at
Sam
me.
Sam Wilson bringing
smiled.
Us back. That's her sister Nancy.
Said, no!
Otherwise known as Heart, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tony Uphoff is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of ThomasNet. Tony, tell us about ThomasNet.
Hey, thanks, Jim. So every second, an engineer, a procurement professional, or what's called an MRO, people that are actually managing factory floors, if you will, either select a product or evaluate a supplier on ThomasNet.com. So we're the preeminent product sourcing and supplier evaluation platform in manufacturing and the industrial markets. And we're very fortunate to have a nice growing business in that regard. But also what it does, Jim, is it gives us all this data. So we can see trends and what's being sourced, and we talked in the earlier segment about trends like reshoring. So it allows me the opportunity to make friends like you and others who are interested in those sort of data trends, if you will.
Well, that's what we love about having you on the show. In addition to your intellect, is your research. And I want to spend a little more time on that because I've been trying to drive home this redundancy concept. I'm applying that word, that concept, on many levels in my life, in the different things that I'm working on, from broadband to the supply chain to the healthcare, and this has been exposed. Our lack of redundancy, which has been created by our desire for more profits, I think, has created a very narrow supply chain, very limited amount of redundancy. And as this is something I keep asking you about, and you've been nice enough to answer my question about this every time. Now, months later, since we first started talking about it, as we continue to see more reshoring, are you still seeing an awareness, an intention, a devotion to not just reshoring for the purposes of getting our products closer to make more economic sense, but also as a way of creating more redundant supply chains? Are you seeing that? Because I see those as two motivations. Am I wrong about that?
Jim, you're spot on as usual. Now, a couple of things just to unpack that. So for your listeners, what Jim's talking about is this idea of single sourcing. Right? Envision your supply chain or anybody else's supply chain. If you have a critical component, and by the way, today, critical, I could put in air quotes here because critical may not seem critical to you if you're not in my business, but boy, it's critical to me. If that single source were to go down, your business is destroyed.
Yeah.
Or at least materially impacted. And boy, have we seen that with the coronavirus. We're starting to see it with the vaccination stuff where suddenly people have underthought, oh, wait a second. There's not enough cold storage to create, right. to store these vaccines, to get them in the right places at the right time. So what's happening is you are seeing what many procurement folks refer to as oversupply or second or tertiary sources. The one thing, Jim, you're not going to hear a lot of particularly public companies talk about this, however. No one's going to pat you on the back for ensuring that you don't have a failure down the road. You know, like the CFO
building
standing
in
up and
redundancy
saying,
costs money, doesn't it?
You got it. Now, that's not to say it's not happening. So two ways to answer your question. It is without question happening, but I think it's going to be something we can see it in the data, Jim, and I think it's a very smart thing for your listeners to pay attention to. They're likely not going to see big stories about this in, major periodicals out there that cover business. For the primary reason is that they're not issuing press releases on the fact that they're oversupplied for a particular component or product or service. You know what I mean?
When that press release will happen, when this will appear in the press release, is when there is another emergency of some kind, regional or national.
You got it. Yep.
And somebody says, sticks a mic in a CEO's face and says, how did your company withstand this when other people didn't? He'll say, because 3 years ago we started having redundant supply chains. That's when it will come out. And in the meantime, Tony, Jim, small businesses are going to be getting calls that they weren't getting before from people who are saying, we want you to start providing us with this little bitty part. It'll be new business. What do you
think?
This
is a tremendous opportunity for small business. It is a tremendous opportunity. And it, as usual, you've illuminated something that is a trend inside that broader trend of reshoring. Part of what's happening here is if you are a supplier of a product or service, this is a time you should be going back to customers who've said no thanks, because that door is now open. You could be a secondary supplier. You could even be a tertiary supplier.
Yeah.
You might be able to replace an incumbent that's gone down. This is a time of tremendous opportunity in that regard, Jim, and you're smart to point it out for your listeners.
Well, I think so. I think this is what's going to happen. But, of course, we've got the dynamic of China's going to be fighting this because reshoring is not in their interest. They're going to be fighting this.
Correct.
I'm worried about the Green New Deal type of forces that are out there that could create a stumbling block, a roadblock, a firewall to reshoring. And when we come back after the break, I'd like to get your thoughts on that, because I want to make sure that we touch on that, because folks, this is something that you can be part of as the inevitable Green New Deal forces are going to be rolling out. They're going to have their way with the Biden administration. I don't think there's any question about that. He's devoted to it himself. The America's energy independence is the harness mate of reshoring. Green New Deal is not. 10 till, right back with Tony Uphoff. He's with Thomas Net. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. I was
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.